at least, that song definitely brings back the 80s to my mind. That was from Band Aid. You may have remembered that 25 years ago, Western pop stars recorded that song to try and raise money to ease the famine after a prolonged drought. And so now we have another drought that is causing famine across Africa. Yesterday, Ethiopia's government told aid donors it needs emergency food supplies for more than 6 million people. We're joined now by Will Ross from our partner, the BBC. He's the East Africa correspondent. He's in Kenya now, where there's a drought there as well. Correct, Will?
That's right. Yeah, there's a serious drought that's been on for several months now. There has been some rain in different parts of Kenya, but where I've just been, up in the northwest, it was extremely dry. This is up in Turkana district. They haven't seen a drop of rain for 2 years.
Now, we're used to hearing about droughts in Africa, but is what's complicating this, is it making it worse, the fact that there's 4 years in a row of harvest troubles?
Yeah, in some parts of East Africa, it's an ongoing problem because several harvests have failed. In recent weeks, I've been up to an area near the slopes of Mount Kenya, and the people there were saying that for the past two seasons, their crops have failed, and we saw fields of basically maize stalks that had no maize cobs on them, and they were simply harvesting these maize stalks and giving them to their cattle to keep their cattle alive, because many people have also lost a lot of their animals. So one of the problems has been, yes, as you say, persistent droughts and recurrent failures of the crops, which has led to many people becoming reliant on food aid. And in fact, roughly 10% of the Kenyan population are now going to need food aid, probably till around March, when the next harvest should be due.
And we're talking about the entire East African side of the continent. I mean, Ethiopia and Kenya, we already mentioned, but also Uganda, Somalia, Djibouti, Eritrea, all of these places are going to be in need of emergency food aid. Is it even possible to get that much aid to these countries before we start seeing some disastrous, tragic results?
Well, I think it would be possible if people were coming forward and giving the money that's being asked for. I mean, certainly the United Nations World Food Programme has been saying that they're not getting the funds that they've been calling for, and in the case of Ethiopia now asking for food aid for over 6 million people, that's an enormous project that's now going to need to be undertaken, and it will, as I say, be a continued effort in several of the countries, because even when the rains start, that doesn't necessarily mean the problem is over. You've then got to wait until the next harvest is due, so it's going to be a problem that's going to go on for months and months, and will need a lot of money from the international community, and logistically it can be a very, very difficult process getting the food to communities, especially if the rains come very hard now, and some people are saying the effect of the El Nino weather pattern could produce very heavy rains in some parts of East Africa. That will mean it's even harder to get the food to the people.
Okay, Will Ross is the East Africa correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He joined us from Nairobi. This is what David Bull from the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, said about the food crisis affecting East Africa.
We're deeply concerned about the situation. We have 15 million children facing hunger and drought across six countries in the Horn and East Africa, including Ethiopia and Kenya and Uganda, Somalia, Djibouti, Eritrea. We estimate that within this year, there will be 500,000 children facing life-threatening, severe acute malnutrition.
And we're joined now by Jeffrey Sachs. He's the director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University. Good morning, Jeffrey.
How are you?
We just heard that extremely distressing news from UNICEF, 15 million children in danger of hunger. And I can only assume that means that we're going to lose hundreds of thousands of African children, at the least.
The numbers are horrifying, of course, and this is predictable, and it's being made worse by climate change, which is being caused by the rich countries, and it's being made worse by inaction by the rich countries, which long ago promised not just to ship aid in the case of emergencies, but to help improve agriculture in these countries. And despite all of the pious pronouncements and headlines and meetings and so forth, the rich world's done nothing but make the climate worse in these places, and it has not been able to move any real effort to help these places become more resilient. I mean, you know, shipping food aid after the fact, it's, of course, something that should be done, but it can never solve problems like this.
Well, to your point there, you know, many people I've seen on some talk shows are now saying, look, we had a drought 25 years ago. This is the exact same situation we were in before. Couldn't we have done something in the intervening years, knowing that Africa has drought problems, to have avoided being in an emergency situation now?
Of course we could have. And I myself, as an advisor to the United Nations, have been saying for 6 years, every year, that we need an effort to help the livestock herders and to help the farmers to be able to produce enough food. And there are absolutely ways to do this. And indeed, the G8 countries, that's the rich countries, promised this summer a $20 billion three-year effort to do this. Well, of that $20 billion three-year effort, zero has been spent so far because they're squabbling. Should it be this way? Should it be that way? And that's what they do for a living. They squabble. They just don't do things now.
It sounds like a takeaway there, that squabbling is keeping people hungry in Africa very, very, very quickly. What about the fact that if we continue to give millions of aid to Africa, that they will continue to be dependent on Western aid?
Well, the aid that we should be giving is to get them out of dependence, to help build bore wells, veterinary care, improved livestock, drought-resistant crop varieties, small-scale irrigation. We shouldn't be shipping food aid. There are means available for these places to double or triple their food production and to become more resilient, and they're a lot cheaper than food aid. So precisely the kind of aid we should be giving is to get them out of aid, not just shipping emergency relief.
Jeffrey Sachs is the director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University.